We're coming up to Football Frenzy at 5:30. We are going to get things cranking here in the 5 o'clock hour and get one of the Trenton Lady Bulldog interviews going here. Head coach of the volleyball program at Trenton High School is Amanda King. They have the Carrollton tournament tomorrow. They have had three matches this week. We're going to follow them down to Chillicothe on Monday. If you're a Hornet fan, if you're a Bulldog fan, you'll enjoy being able to listen to. If you can't make it to the match, the Hornets hosting the Bulldogs, probably about 6:30 for the varsity match Monday on KTTN 92.3 FM. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's been a good week for the girls. I know they would have liked to gone 3-0, but all things considered, they got a set against East Buchanan. They got a couple of wins.
Yes, we played very, very well this week.
So, especially, you know, it's kind of that old story of I kind of feel like that against East Buchanan. You got the first set, and then you woke them up a little bit off of a long bus ride. Was there kind of that feeling?
Yeah, I don't know, like, what on their end, what was going on. But, you know, they have some hitters there that, you know, I think we're trying to figure out, you know, our open places on the court and just trying to get their hits under control and in. And, you know, I think they figured that out real fast that second set against us.
Yeah, and certainly you had a large part in that first set. That had to be one of the better sets that the girls have played this year.
Yes, of course.
When it comes to tomorrow, Coach, you got Brookfield, you got Richmond, you got Carrollton. Without knowing a ton on their volleyball programs, I know a little bit. I think that's a tournament that you can be really successful in tomorrow. You feel the same way?
I do. Yes, and you know, I think our girls, last year we played very well there, and if I remember correctly, I think we only lost, I can't remember what place it was, but it was only by like 1 or 2 points or something like that. So, I mean, they're definitely wanting to go and play well, and hopefully that'll be our tournament tomorrow. We'll see.
Now, you just played Brookfield, and you had success there on Monday. So how much, it gives you confidence, certainly, that you know you can beat them. How much do you have to warn the girls not to be overconfident because they beat them 6 days ago?
I mean, I'm constantly telling them it doesn't matter, you know, how we played against them the first time because, you know, they make adjustments. They've had practice just like we have practice and make adjustments. So, you know, we tell them, you know, we have to treat every game like it's, you know, the first time that we play, even if, you know, it's been the second, third time that, you know, around. And, you know, they understand that, you know, we have to play our game from the very first serve, no matter who it's against. So I think that's something that they all know, and you know, they're just excited and just want to go and play well tomorrow.
So I know Brookfield struggled a little bit. You play them at 10 a.m. It's kind of pool play, so you got Brookfield, you got Richmond against Carrollton. With Richmond and Carrollton, Coach, I know Richmond's kind of the bigger school. Do you think they're a tougher opponent than Carrollton, or do you think it might be Carrollton on their home floor where maybe the level of competition builds up for you in pool play?
I mean, I don't know a whole lot about Richmond. I kind of asked around, you know, throughout the week. And, you know, really no one could give me a defiant answer, or they, you know, they kind of didn't want to. But I know last year, Richmond and Carrollton, you know, I think they played each other very well. And I just expect Richmond to come out and have a strong program, just like what they've had in the past. And Carrollton, you know, we just saw them not too long ago also. They have some girls that if we're not, you know, taking care of our side of the court, they're going to do some damage against us.
There have not been many events that Trenton's been in the past where you can go into it and say, if we play our game, we realistically feel that we have as good a chance of winning the whole thing as anybody. Is there that feeling with this group tomorrow, Coach?
I think so.
Yeah. I think I can get a vibe that the girls are playing a lot better now at the end of September than they were at the end of August. Where have you seen the most improvement in the last 4 weeks?
I think our big one is our serve receive. I mean, there, you know, for the start of our season, you know, we were, you know, playing the same serve receive that, you know, we've had in the past, and we just weren't getting the court covered. And so, you know, we made some small changes. We really focused on, you know, handling where we want our pass to go. And that's something that, you know, if we get a good pass, you know, my setters are going to, she's going to go out of her way, and she's going to, you know, try and set the ball, and we're going to get hits off of it. So I think making that switch from earlier on the season to now has definitely helped us out. And then we're just playing very aggressive. You know, I have girls averaging, you know, making aggressive swings or, you know, attacking the ball 20 times, you know, a game, and that's something that really hasn't happened a whole lot for us in the past. And so, you know, we're seeing improvement on our hitting side as well.
Yeah, you had some good moments, but you started with four losses all on your home floor, which was not the start you wanted to going back a month. Did you kind of sense in the girls that they had expectations, the expectations were not 0-4, and they got a little chip on their shoulder that got them a little bit irritated, and it really fired them up? Did you get that sense from this group?
I think so. I mean, these girls, you know, they work hard for me, you know, in practice and in games. And, you know, obviously no one wants to start off your season 0-4, especially when most of those games were played at our, you know, our place. You know, we're trying to draw crowds in to come and watch us and support us to start off that kind of rust. You know, they had their work cut out for them, and, you know, they wanted to change the pattern, and, you know, they got in the gym, they practiced, and, you know, we got our first win. And I think that kind of, you know, helped assure them that they can play volleyball. I don't know why they don't listen to me, but, you know, we tell them, you ladies can play, you can compete, and, you know, they just have to see it for themselves, I guess.
So the first time they played Chillicothe, we talked about that match. You were right there, a couple of points decided it for the Hornets at our place. You go down to their place on Monday, Coach. What did you learn about Chillicothe the first time you played them that you hope to bring into the rematch?
You know, Chillicothe, they're very, very well programmed. They are really, really good at covering the floor. I mean, I could just remember, you know, they have some girls that are just pulling fantastic plays out when, you know, I thought, oh, okay, there's no way, you know, they're going to cover that up, and they do, and we're not really ready for it. So, I mean, that's something, and then we know, you know, they're hitters. So that's something that we got to be able to dig up their hits better than what we did the first time. So I think those things, you know, are things that we've talked about, we've, you know, practiced on. And so, you know, if our girls just go in there and play to that level that we did the first time around, you know, it should be a pretty good ball game for us.
Let me throw out a couple of names that I'm just seeing putting up numbers for you, and I think they kind of play in the middle row a lot. You got Malia and you got Teresa. Have they been really key in the improved play over the last couple of weeks, Coach?
Yes, they have. And I was just telling Teresa in the hallway, She served 19 times in the Brookfield game. And, you know, when we're watching them, you know, live, don't really think about that. When I was going back and watching film, I was like, man, she was back there for a long time serving the ball up. And Malia, I don't give her the credit that is owed to her. She works so hard, you know, being our setter, and she covers the floor well, and she, you know, has to strategize a lot. But those two girls have definitely come a long ways and have helped our offense, which kind of helps, you know, relieve some of the stress and pressure that some of those other girls have.
Those that are familiar with the Lady Hornets basketball program, you got a center in there named Kennedy Kiefer, who's big and physical and strong and really plays that way. On volleyball team, she's right in the middle, and she's right at the net, and she's a factor there. What's the best way to control her Monday, Coach?
I think one of the things that we're going to have to do is we're going to have to play very, very well at the net and trying to get as many touches off of her hits as we can. And then we just really have to be in the right place to dig up her hits.
How much does it help you this year? I'm seeing it that you got Carly and you have Sadie. So instead of having one big hitter that the offense goes through, you have two. How much does that help?
I think that helps out a lot, especially, you know, it just helps kind of makes them have to really work together, and it's not so much pressure for that one person to, you know, feel like they have to have the best game every single night, because realistically, you know, they, you know, one game they might be really, really good, and then the next, you know, they might struggle a little bit. But we have girls on the floor that they can all play, and, you know, having multiple people who can see the floor and put up good hits, and that's something that, you know, as a coach, that's a great thing to have.
Does the intensity level go up on Monday, Coach? Obviously, Monday's Chillicothe, and that's not where I'm going with the question here, but you have about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks before districts. Once you turn the calendar on Monday, do you really feel that district week really coming up quick?
We do, yes. And I was just looking at our schedule today. I was like, holy cow, we don't have very many games left before districts, and it just seems to be flying by. But, I mean, yes, of course, you know, the game on Monday is going to be huge for us. You know, our girls, they just want to go in and they want to play well. And, you know, that's always one of their goals whenever we play Chillicothe. But, yeah, I always tell them, they're not going to hand it to us. They want to win. They know what winning is like. So we really have to come and be ready for them.
I would say, too, and it's kind of one of those, I'm going to cover volleyball on Monday and softball over at Brookfield on Tuesday. I'd really like to be down at Lathrop on Tuesday, because I feel like you can give the Mules one heck of a run on Tuesday.
Yes, and we saw Lathrop their tournament a couple weeks ago, and it was later on in the day. And, you know, our girls had been playing a lot of games before that, and I know they had. So, I mean, I'm kind of excited to see how, you know, we kind of match up, you know, having fresh legs and not having a full day of games before seeing them. So I'm excited to see that game as well.
Is one of the big things with now having, and we've talked about the maturation of going from a team that was young and inexperienced, and now you're veteran and you're much more experienced. I kind of feel like that there's nobody on your schedule that really intimidates you, and you just kind of roll with the punches a little bit better. Do you get that sense with this group, Coach?
I do. I mean, and these girls, you know, I've had them for, you know, since most of my senior group, you know, really since middle school, and you know, they want to play well, and they want to just continue to improve. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we want to do as a team, and they just want to go out and play volleyball. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really all they want to do. And they, you know, they love getting the support from, you know, our community and fellow students, and you know, they're just doing really good at that right now, and they just want to keep playing. And, you know, Monday's game's going to be huge, Tuesday's going to be huge, and then, you know, we're preparing us for districts.
Yeah, a couple of more home matches, too, and they're a little ways off, both on a Monday, October 8th against Lexington, senior night on the 15th against St. Joe Christian. Coach, we'll see you at the match against Chillicothe on a Monday. Good luck at Carrollton tomorrow.
All righty, thank you so much.